Arthur's Family Vacation by Mark Brown. It was Arthur's last day of school. Mr. Rathburn gave the class a surprise spelling test. All the other classes were having parties. Finally, the moment you've all been waiting for, said Mr. Rathburn. Report cards and school's out. Everyone cheered. I can't wait for baseball practice to start, said Francine. I'm taking a college computer course, Sabrina announced. I really miss you at Camp Meadowbrook this year, Arthur. Esther said, I wish I didn't have to go on vacation with my family, said Arthur. There will be nothing to do and no one to do it with. You'll have DW, Buster said, smiling. For a whole week. Don't remind me, said Arthur. Arthur's family spent dynamite packing. I wish I could take my dollhouse, said DW. I wish Buster could come, said Arthur. This is a family vacation, said Mother. All we need for fun is each other, said Father. Let's take my swing set, said DW. We can all use that. Well, we're all packed, Father said the next morning. Where's Arthur? He's on the phone with Buster, said Mother. For the 100th time, DW added. Before we leave, said Father, does anybody need to use the bathroom break? Bathroom? This is your last chance, said Mother. Don't look at me, said DW. On our way at last, Mother smiled. A whole week of no cooking and no dishes, said Father. A whole week without my best friend in the whole wide world, moaned Arthur. Once you're at the beach, you'll feel better, Father said. Are we there yet? Asked CW. I have to go to the bathroom. Arthur spent the rest of the trip thinking about how much fun Buster must be having at camp. "We're here," said Mother. "Welcome to the ocean view," said Manager. "Where's the ocean?" asked Father. "Just across the highway behind the shopper center," the manager pointed. "Well, I guess I'll go swimming," said Arthur. "Me too," said DW. "Wait for me. Let's see our room first," said Mother. "You mean we all had to stay in this puny little room?" asked DW. "Don't worry," said Mother. "We'll only be sleeping here." "If you want to swim," said Arthur, "hurry up and get your suit on." "We have the whole pool to ourselves," said Arthur. "It's a good thing, too," said DW. "Our bathtub is bigger than this." That night at dinner, everyone ordered lobster. "Buster loves lobster," said Arthur. "This is lobster?" said DW. "I want a hot dog." "Can we go to the beach tomorrow?" Arthur asked. "Good idea," said Father. "I'm sure the rain will stop by then." "No beach today," DW announced the next morning. "I had a dream about Buster," said Arthur. "Why don't you write him a postcard?" Mother suggested. "Why don't we all write postcards?" said Father. "But what will do we write about?" said DW. "We haven't done anything yet." "Dear Buster, I bet you're having fun at camp. I wish I were there. Your best friend, Arthur." "Grandma Dora, you were smart to stay home. Kisses, kisses, kiss, 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 kiss. Love, DW. Kiss, 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 oh, 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 kiss, kiss, oh, kiss, 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 oh." "What do we do now?" said DW. "This vacation is a disaster. At camp, there's always something fun to do," thought Arthur, "even on rainy days." "That's it," he said. "I'm taking us on a field trip." "I never heard of a cow festival," said DW. "But at least it's more fun than our motel room." "Say cheese," said Father. Let's hurry or we'll miss the milking contest, said Arthur. For the next few days, it rained and rained, but Arthur didn't mind. He was too busy planning new places to go. He forgot all about missing Buster. On Wednesday, they went to Gatorville. At least the alligators get to swim, said D.W. Do not be. Thursday was busy too. After touring Flo's Fudge Factory, they all went on Jimmy's Jungle Cruise. One sample only, Flo's. I never realized there are so many fun things to do in the rain, said Father. Field trip too, said D.W. to the movies. But when they got there, D.W. was too scared to watch. I thought it was a movie about fish, she whispered. Finally, on Friday, their last day, the sun came out. What a day, said Father. Just glorious, said Mother. Even D.W. was having fun. No one wanted to leave, but the next day they packed up and headed home. We're almost there, said Mother. Phew, said D.W. I really have to go to the bathroom. Oh boy, said Arthur. I can't wait to see Buster. As soon as they got home, the doorbell rang. It was Buster. Camp was fun, but I missed you, he said to Arthur. How was your vacation? How did you and D.W. get along? Great, said Arthur. Take a look. Wow, said Buster. You really did have a great time. The end.